to 28, which is Highway 1, 41st Avenue of the SoCal Exterior Lanes and Bus on Shoulder Project. Caltrans request for additional funding to cover cost overruns on the construction of capital component of the project.
Chair and members of the commission, or good afternoon. My name is Brian Smore, your staff. Today I'm here with alongside Madeline Jacobson and Tim Lang from Caltrans. And today we are here to address the cost overruns on the Highway 1 Auxiliary Lanes and Bus on Shoulder project and the need for additional funding to keep construction on track. Despite careful planning, unforeseen challenges have increased costs and require immediate action to maintain project momentum. As many of you know, this project enhances traffic flow, public transit, and bicycle and pedestrian access along Highway 1 between SoCal Drive and 41st Avenue. This project is measured defunded, and the RTC is responsible for covering cost overruns. Since the construction contract was awarded in 2022, cost increases have arisen due to contract change orders, material discrepancies, and higher than expected expenses. While we worked with Caltrans to control costs, an additional $5 million in cost overruns was identified in August 2024. And in September of 2024, RTC staff came to the board with a phased approach tactic in which $2.5 million were approved. And today we are here to request additional funds. To address the most immediate needs, staff recommends Commission approved $1 million additional Measure D highway corridor funds in the fiscal year of 2024 and 2025. Measure D funds are limited, and we remain committed to cost containment through value engineering and other cost-saving methods. However, without this funding, project delays could drive the costs higher, and we really don't want to pause construction at the moment. In summary, staff recommends adopting the resolution authorizing the executive director to amend the construction cooperative agreement with Caltrans for a total value not to exceed $1 million for the construction capital component, and programming an additional $1 million of Measure D highway corridor funds in fiscal year 2024-2025 and amending the budget accordingly. Caltrans will now give a quick update on the highway project, and we'll be here for questions afterwards. Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. Is the microphone on? My name is Madeline Jacobson, and I met or spoke with many of you last year in September, and so this is a follow-up presentation, but we did try to build some things back in for the new commissioners. So presenting alongside me is Tim Lang. So you want to introduce yourself?
Certainly. Microphone on. I'm Tim Lang, the District 5 Construction Office Chief for the north half of the district.
Perfect. And I don't think I shared my title. I'm the Caltrans project manager for the 41st to SoCal Avenue project, as well as the subsequent segments. And so I'm the individual responsible in working with RTC staff on our co-op amendments. So next slide. This morning, I'll provide you with an update on the construction progress and the remaining work for this project. We will speak to some of the challenges the project has faced, as well as the change management process that occurs in construction. I will provide a recap of the items that we discussed with the commission in September of last year, and we'll conclude with a summary of the construction's funding needs, project successes, and our focus moving forward. Next slide, please. Completed to date, work is about 90% complete on the 41st to SoCal Avenue segment. Work completed includes the median concrete barrier work, the pavement widening work, construction of the retaining walls, the highway electrical work, because there is also some work outside the state highway system, as well as the northbound landscaping work. Additionally, there are some improvements at the Chanticleer cul-de-sac that's been completed, and the pedestrian overcrossing itself is about 95% complete. Next slide. Here's a picture from showing the December of 2023, and you can begin to see some of the bridge piles that were being poured. And then a picture from March of 2025, and this image shows the removal of the K-rail barrier and the whale bridge. Next slide. Remaining construction work ahead of us includes the permanent sign placement as well as the final pavement delineations, both on the freeway facility and the local street and road network. Additionally, there is work around the rumble strip installation, some reconstruction work near Soquel Avenue, irrigation and planting work on the southbound lanes of the highway, or not on the lanes, but next to the lanes. Remaining features of the pedestrian overcrossing installation, and that includes the lights that are shipping this week, and some signs, as well as wrapping up the list of change order work, and you have a copy of the change order log in your packet. But wrapping up the change order work and completing our final project punch list. Next slide. So on this slide, I'll cover some of what we discussed with the commission back in September of last year. And so I'll provide a recap of a couple of these themes of construction challenges that the project has faced. And these challenges are really sort of the root behind a number of the change orders that the project has encountered, and change orders come to fruition often as cost increases. So an example of a safety challenge that the project has faced is that this project has encountered an excessive and unforeseen number of hits to the crash cushions in the field. And there's a picture of what that is on the slide. And each one of these hits causes us to have to reinstall. And so there is some funding that's included typically for reinstalling crash cushions for expected rates, but what we've seen here is above and beyond what's typical. Additionally, another example of a safety challenge was we did have to develop and implement a pedestrian safety access route for the project that was not originally in the plans. An example of a design challenge or an unforeseen field condition is when we have a design modification that is triggered by a difference between what's in the plans and the existing field conditions. And this has happened, for example, on some features related to drainage or elevation. Another example of an unforeseen challenge is things like utility conflicts or unsuitable existing materials, and that's like soil conditions is an example of that. And then the third category that we've discussed last September is structure modifications. And just one example is modifying the bridge railing. We worked with the RTC as well as the Soquel Creek Water District to modify some of the bridge railing at the end of the facility. Next slide, perfect. As I mentioned earlier, each of these challenges come to fruition as change orders. And change orders in and of themselves are a normal process that happen in most every construction project to document and manage change and cost changes. Typically speaking, the field engineer or design engineer will evaluate the problem, or they'll first identify the issue and evaluate the problem. And then construction will initiate a change order. Work will work with the contractor on the issue and define the exact costs. And then payments are made. And so the final cost may vary from the original estimate. In our case, this process involves Caltrans as the implementing construction agency, SCC-RTC staff as the project sponsor, Mark Thomas as the engineer of record, and Granite, our contractor. And per our cooperative agreement with RTC, RTC staff concurrence is required on change orders over $50,000. Perfect. Back in September, we presented you with the anticipated construction funding needs for the project. This included the original estimated contract change order costs around $4.6 million. Bid item overruns at $572,000 and a 5% contingency for remaining work at the value of $530,000. After subtracting the original project contingency and the balance from project cost savings, about $1.8 million, we presented a balance needed to complete work around $3.903 million. And at that meeting, and as Brian mentioned, the commission authorized $2.5 million in Measure D funds for the work to continue on the project. With that authorization of $2.5 million, the project had a known remaining need, about $1.4 million. So I'll now transition the presentation to Tim, who's going to provide some information on what's changed between then and now.
Okay, so moving forward here, as we head towards the finish line with an expected completion date of early summer of this year, we just have a couple of months left. Since our last visit in September, moving forward to that finish line, we've continued to experience some significant challenges, as Madeline discussed. Most of them land in the category of unforeseen conditions, like we saw in the middle picture a few slides back. They include unsuitable material in the median. So further excavation in the median, we encountered some material that had to be over excavated and replaced with suitable material. Median barrier tie-ins. This is where we were connecting new barriers to old barriers, and the what we had planned didn't actually meet up with the actual barriers that were in the field. Another unforeseen condition. At the Chanticleer cul-de-sac driveway, drainage grade revisions. Soquel Avenue, we had some cross slope and drainage issues. And then additional southbound landscaping, as well as bridge deck methacrylate that will be applied to the overcrossing. Methacrylate? Yes, it's a type of surfacing that is used to extend the life of the surface. And trucking roadway excavation, just a little bit on that one. So we knew about that issue as a potential change order identified in September, did some initial projections for the cost of that. At that time, that projection was a bit underestimated. So now with having some new information from the contractor, the revised estimate now shows an additional cost there. Next slide. So following up with those issues, we have some of the examples shown here in the pictures. So on the left, you see the median barrier tie-ins. At the column of the bridge there, that's the new barrier. And what we've seen is now the, you know, tying that into the existing barrier, there is a significant offset resulting in additional work to be done to match that in. The next picture is the additional southbound landscape. This was unforeseen because, well, actually it's combined with that end terminal that you see in the picture there. That was flared out and had to be the adjacent embankment there had to be regraded, which now requires additional planting at the end of the project to cover up the disturbance there. And then we move on to drainage and grade revisions. So the left of those two pictures is the Chanticleer cul-de-sac. And again, so the sidewalk you see in the back is the new sidewalk to built to ADA standards as designed, but it doesn't quite match in alignment or elevation to the existing curb that you see in the picture there, resulting in grade revisions. We also see some ponding there that requires some drainage that wasn't originally anticipated. And then the last picture on the right there is Soquel Avenue. Soquel Avenue, as it was designed, what we now see in the field does not meet the county requirements for cross slopes or their roadways, their standard. And RTC is helping us navigate through that. There may be a flexibility there to continue or maybe have a hybrid of the two designs or the standard and the design, maybe to reduce some of those costs if we have to go to the full standard requirement. It will be a significant cost. So to be determined on that one. back to Madeline.
So the next couple slides will be a recap of the funding needs and sort of our successes and our focus moving forward. So on this slide, this is a summary of the overall construction capital funding needs to complete the project. So as discussed with the commission back in September, we had an outstanding balance of expected need of $1.4 million in anticipated project costs and change order work. As Tim presented, there's been a number of issues that have been identified in the field and added additional project costs totaling just over $1.1 million. The third category shown is non-change order adjustments since September. And this category of non-change order adjustments include items like bid item adjustments, where the actual cost is different from the bidded cost. Remaining contingency balance, that's at 5% of the remaining work. And those are a couple examples of what is in the non-change order work costs. And so that non-change order work is about $206,000. And so in summary, we're presenting expected balance of funds needed for remaining work of $2,738,594.24. Next slide. While this project team has faced some challenges in the field and the project financially as a whole, there are a lot of successes for us to be proud of as a team. And so as shared back in September, we did secure a success in motion for partnering award for successful project collaboration between Caltrans, Granite, our contractor, RTC, Mark Thomas, and the county, all partners in the effort. And the project team remains committed to partnering as we wrap up this project in its final stages. Additionally, our contractor and our teams out in the field have maintained a safe and productive job site. Financially, our team has creatively avoided nearly $4 million in potential conflicts or claims. Additionally, as we've navigated these design challenges in the field, our contractor, Granite, has remained flexible to perform other work as the design resolutions are sought on some of those issues that we've discussed. And lastly, we're working with the RTC to advance their request of the earlier opening of the pedestrian overcrossing anticipated May 14th. Next slide. So our goal at this point is to continue in close coordination with the RTC, Granite, and all our project partners to complete this contract on time. Moving forward, we're focused on ensuring the funds are available to complete the work, with the $1 million of funds before you today as a co-op amendment. And we seek to return to your May commission meeting for the remaining balance of funding needed to complete the project. We are focused on wrapping up the pedestrian overcrossing for the anticipated ribbon cutting in mid-May, completing the remaining contract and contract change order work, and resolving all the outstanding issues and potential project claims. If all the funding is secured as presented, we are anticipating project completion of the 41st Avenue to Soquel segment of the project in the early summer of this year, in 2025. And so with that, I don't know if Brian wanted to add anything else, but that concludes our presentation and we're here to answer your questions.
Thank you, since Brian is quiet. So any questions? None? Oh, go ahead, Mr.